Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Travis Kelce is set to host game show Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, which is a spinoff to the popular game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, which is set to stream on Prime Video. A source told People magazine about Kelce's being a potential host, but the news was confirmed on Tuesday in an announcement from the streaming platform. Kelce joked about his position in the series, saying, quote, "I'm just happy to be on the hosting side of the equation here, and excited to see how these famous faces keep up." Prime Video said in a description of the show that each game will welcome an adult contestant who will rely on a classroom full of celebrities from stage, screen, and sports to help them answer 11 questions on a range of subjects pulled from the elementary school curriculum in an effort to win a $100,000 prize. A release date for the show has not yet been announced. Taylor Swift has revealed more lyrics from her upcoming album, The Tortured Poets Department, which is set for release on Friday, April 19th. At a Spotify pop-up event in LA on Tuesday, Swift's team revealed the lyric, "One Less Temptress, One Less Dagger to Sharpen." The reveal is part of an ongoing installation at The Grove, which features a poetry library. Swift has announced several other lyrics from the album, including taking to her Instagram story on April 8th's solar eclipse to reveal eclipse-themed lines. The Swifties are hard at work trying to decode any Easter eggs Taylor is dropping prior to the release of the album. JoJo Siwa is facing backlash from fans after the release of her song Karma. Siwa's single, which was released on April 5th, showed a new side to the former Dance Moms star. Here's what Siwa said in a Billboard interview about the process of writing the song.
Originally, I was scared of the lyrics. I was 18 years old. I didn't want to say I was a bad girl because I wasn't a bad girl. So then we did some versions of the song. You know, we did a version where it was, "You were a bad girl, you did some bad things." And then we did, "She was a bad girl, she did some bad things." Then I was like, well, why are we making it specific to girls? They were a bad, okay, that doesn't work. We tried all the versions and then nothing was as strong as "I was a bad girl." We actually recorded Karma 6 different times. I had 6 sessions on Karma, a couple times with different vocal producers. And that was really just because it's such a massive song with so many elements.
JoJo claimed that she had been working on Karma for years, but the internet wasn't buying it. After people online started investigating the origin of the song, a TikTok user uploaded a video saying that the song was originally produced by Rock Mafia and intended for Miley Cyrus. Another artist was also attached to Karma, and it was confirmed that singer-songwriter Britt Smith previously recorded the song in 2012, but it was never released. Smith stated that it was, quote, "nice to hear JoJo Siwa's take on the song." People are calling her out all over social media for stealing the track, but Siwa seems unbothered by the controversy and is still promoting the single. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.